Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
On to the mighty Raiders. What an interesting year. Start the year off terribly. 2-8. And you're sitting there going, oh my God, Ricky might explode. His head might explode if they win the spoon here. And then midway through the year, because Fogarty wasn't such like a superstar signing, I don't think it was enough appreciation was given to the fact that their number 7 that was signed to play there wasn't playing there. On top of that, they lost Hodgson literally first 15, 20 minutes or whatever. And so as soon as Fogarty comes back, I actually thought as well when the depth came in for the Raiders in the halves was they did a really good job. You know, the younger fella, Schneider, I think he's got a big future. I think that it's probably a little bit too soon for him though, maybe. I thought he was solid, don't get me wrong, but I think that like in a perfect world, maybe the Raiders would have liked to give him another year in reserve grade. Because when Fawley, and did Sam play at all this year?
No, didn't play this year. He was in the squad, so just New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, and so Frawley, when he came in, I thought he did quite a good job, just that experience. Mm. But Schneider will be better for it. So now, top point scorer was Jamal Fogarty. Top try scorer was Hudson Young. They won 14, they lost 10. 524 points for, 461 against. Look, it's the year of, I guess, two things. Ricky Stewart bringing the boys back together. But I think this has to be, it's the year of Tarpanir. He absolutely exploded onto the scene. I would definitely give the Raiders a massive pass mark. And I don't think they're getting enough appreciation for how young their squad is and how many people debuted this year for them. I really like the future for the Raiders right now. What do you think of the Raiders year? You, Roo?
Yeah, very impressive season for them. Considering where it started, I was just looking through. Obviously, Jamal Fogarty, he returned in round 12 against Parramatta. They lost that game. At that point, coming into that one, they'd won 5 from their first 11. They won 10 of their last 14 once Fogarty returned. So,
and what they lost to Dragons, Penrith, and Para.
Yeah, so pretty good season. Pretty good bounce back, you know. And I quite often think that Ricky Stewart, he's no stranger to saying some rogue things. And when he said a few weeks ago that, you know, they could have been a top four team if they had their squad, I don't know if I disagree with him.
I don't know if they would have, but I don't think it's an unreasonable statement.
It's not outrageous.
It's not unreasonable. No way.
It's not in the top 1,000 outrageous things you say. But yeah, a good season by the Raiders. And yeah, they've made a couple of tough calls that we were against for a lot of the season. Obviously, Chan's not playing and Xavier coming in and playing fullback. But I thought by the end of the season, he really did start to improve. And I think it will pay dividends for them in the future.
Yeah, Savage is a star of the future. You know, we've been over it ad nauseum. We probably would have kept Chance there, but they got to the second week of a final series with Savage there, the future of the club. Like, Savage is a superstar. Boom. Out and out. He's entertaining to watch. He's a great character. He's a highlight reel package waiting to happen. He's a guy that you can make as a marquee man. the benefit they're going to get from taking that risk, I think is going to pay massive dividends.
And it's a similar situation with Jared Croker, who, you know, they hardly selected this year. They went with the two young guys at centre. I think both of them made that Kiwi side, did they? Tomoko and Chris? He didn't. Chris did he? Fuck, what an effort for Sebastian. You can talk more about him, but he almost fell off the side of the earth a couple of years ago.
He took a season off 2 years ago or something, just because I think a few things were going on off-field, maybe sort of getting the right headspace and just needed some time away from footy. And he came back and he's now in the Kiwi squad. Chance, who hardly played this year, he got named in the Kiwi squad as well.
Mm. Massive.
So for the Raiders, so from mid-year...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To be sitting where they were mid-year, around 7 or 8, where they were 15th on the ladder, to turn that around, you know, you boys have touched on it, but we lost Hodjo early on. We lose Jamal Fogarty, the sort of key halfback recruit. There were some genuine excuses early on in that season as to where they were ended up, but to fight back and show the resilience that, remember mid-year we were sort of going, where's that resilience that Ricky's instilled in this side through
that aggression?
The last couple of good years, you're like, where's it gone? And then, boom, out of nowhere, we win 8 of the last 10 to make finals, knock off Melbourne week one of finals, and you go, all right. It was just, I don't think there'd be a disappointed Raiders fan out there from what happened this season.
Yeah, they can't be. They surely can't be. Because the balance of debuting or bringing in as much youth as they did, plus playing second week of finals, it's... outside of winning a premiership, you can't ask for more. Like, blooding a bunch of whole next generation plus making the second week of finals, outside of winning a GF, like, what else could you ask for as a club? You stay competitive whilst you blood a bunch of new players. Like, Sebastian, Chris was outstanding, especially towards the end of the year. Tomoko, I still think we've got plenty more to see from him, but I thought he was good in his first year. We've talked about Savage. They've still got Harley Smith Shields. You know, on the wings, Kotrick, I thought towards the end of the year was starting to find that form before he left the Doggies. Like, it's a massive year. Whiten, I still think Whiten is on the up. I think each week he's getting more confident in things at work. I think that his kicking game has improved out of sight. There was a period there, I think, like last year where I was like, I just didn't think he's like a lot out in the full and seven tackle sets or, you know, kicking it dead. Whereas I think those errors were a bit down this year from Jackie Whiten. You know, I'm super excited for the Raiders. Now, I will say I think Adam Elliott's going to be quite a bit of a loss. Mm. I spoke to Cam Smith about this in regards to with the Raiders, like having a ball playing 13, like is that going to hurt the Raiders? I think it was the Raiders we're talking about, or maybe someone else. And he said, well, it just depends how you want to play. Like everyone just assumes you have to have a ball playing lock because that's the trend at the moment. He said, but you may not need the extra man to get you the wide ball. And he pointed to the Storm. He said, look, the Storm, they rather at the moment a bigger body and just get quick play of the balls and get you on the back foot rather than getting you by stripping you of numbers on the edge. And so I wonder whether Ricky's going that route of like, you know what, maybe we don't want to focus on the ball playing back row. I just want a big, strong back row ready to go. Now, Trey Mooney is a very exciting prospect. He played in New South Wales. We've spoken about him before. Do you reckon he could be the next up?
He'll be in there, mate, and I assume it'll probably be as a lock. He can play edge or as a middle, and he's a solid option. I haven't seen enough of his ball-playing side of things to that. I think in terms of being able to get away with not having a ball-playing lock, yes, you can do it, but you need at least to have a hooker who's got really good service, and at the moment, the Raiders don't have that. So to go in with, and this is no discredit to Tommy Starling or Zach Wolford, but I think we need, you know, it's easier said than done. Let's go find a gun hooker. Well, there might not be one out there. Yeah. They might be contracted to clubs. So it's not that easy to do. But, like, I think if you've got those two going into next year, it's a little bit of a concern that if they really want to take the next step back into sort of prelim grand final footy, you need a gun hooker. if they don't get that, I think that's where they probably need a ball playing lock.
Yeah. That's
so,
a good point.
So when Hodjo was so perfect because Starlog come on, like I said before, after 30-odd minutes and Hodjo could be that ball playing the link between the halves. But we don't really have that at the moment, and that is one area of concern for next season.
Another person that was outstanding, Hudson Young. He was an absolute beast on the edge. Absolute beast. I think he's only going to get better. What a great season from the Ricky's Raiders. And again, it wasn't like a quiet season as well. They had controversies. They had a lot to deal with. Ricky missed a week, literally. Their losses are Hodgson, Adam Elliott, Charles Nicol-Klokstad, and Ryan Sutton. Their losses as well, the great Sammy Williams. He's gone. No. Gains, Pasami Solo from the Knights. I'm not sure what position he plays. I think he's a back rower.
He's a forward. He's a big bit of gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ricky loves his big forwards. He fucking loves it. Really, really good. To consider that at round 7, they were sitting 15th, round 8, 14th, that they would get all the way into the 8, it's pretty incredible turnaround. And the positive is the fact that they blooded so many debutants. So definitely a pass mark year for the Raiders.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.